Case number 12657, Ronald J. and Lisa K. Macy seeks variances from the front yard, rear yard, and side yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures. Sections 115.25, 115.182, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the east side of Pepper's Corner Road, approximately 192 feet north of Lizard Hill Road. The 911 address is 34461 Pepper's Corner Road, Frankfort. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 134, Map 18, Parcel 40. We have a 12-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed extension of an existing deck, a 5-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for an existing deck, a 5-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for side and rear yard setback requirements for an existing shed. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. And staff would note the permit was issued for the extension, it looks like, on November of 2021, and they failed the footer, so they had to apply for the variance. And there was a previous variance granted for the existing front deck back in 1996.
Is the applicant present? If you would, please come forward, be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, Ronald Massey, 34461 Pepper's Corner Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
The floor is yours.
Okay, I just want to add on the length of my the deck, as you can see right there. Just want to extend it, put a roof over it.
Do you have your packet with you?
Yeah.
In there, you filled out criteria for a variance. Could you go through those one by one, one through five?
Okay.
You don't have to read the whole thing, just the uniqueness of property, the titles.
Okay, well, the uniqueness of it is it's only 100 by 75. And as you can see, the house sits on there. There's only like 15 feet end to end. And then as you can see, they're getting ready to build behind me. And I just want to keep up with the Joneses there with a pretty house. The rest of it?
Yes, please.
I don't want to go beyond the what I have right now, which is only 8 foot. The steps come out. I heard you say something about the other guy there, but the steps do come out a little bit beyond the 8 foot on that. And anything else around me can't be developed because it's wetlands.
Not created by the applicant, if you would.
Pardon me?
Number three, not created by the applicant.
Well, to the left of me, you can't do anything, because, like I said, because there's wetlands. And then you have Lizard Hill Road, which is right there to the other side, and you can't do anything there. Number four, like I said, the characteristics, it'll just enhance the property right there.
How is this the minimum variance required to afford relief?
Well, from the existing survey right there, we have from the road to the deck is 28 feet. So I'm not asking to go out beyond that any more than that. I just want to extend the length.
Is that from the road to the deck, or is that from the road to your property line?
I mean, according to the survey, it says to the road to the deck.
Okay, does that complete your presentation?
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions?
Was this lot this size when you purchased it?
Yes.
Okay. Did you place the dwelling on the lot?
Yes.
Okay, and I assume the decks, the various decks and shed, you put that all on the lot?
Yes.
Okay. Did I understand it correctly that you got a permit and you got your footer inspection, and that's when they discovered you needed a variance?
Correct.
Okay, so you stopped work?
Correct.
Okay. Just kind of curious about some of this other stuff. You've got a deck and a shed and whatnot that's encroaching on neighboring property. Do you own that property as well?
No, I don't. That's where the development that you can see right there comes and encircles my house. Okay. I've tried to talk to, I guess it's Lanier Homes, to a David Steele. I actually talked with him before the snowfall we had. Tried to contact him again, to no avail. So I'm just seeing if I can't purchase that land beside me or not. Because you can see there's like 35 feet from my house out that I've been taking care of for the last 25 years. Actually, a border all the way around the house. That's why there's actually grass in the backyard there.
How did you end up putting your shed and your deck on somebody else's property like that?
Well, the back bounder was right there, and I went off of that. There was a stake in the ground from the front in the front of the house from a previous survey, so I went off of that as a straight edge.
Kim? I don't have any more questions for now.
Sir, two questions. This is a development coming up behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then on your survey, you have a single set of steps coming towards the road. If the variance is approved, are those the only steps that will be used?
Well, there's a set of steps, excuse me, off to the right there.
I'm sorry, I didn't say that very well. Understanding the side steps, the corner steps.
Yes, that'll be the only set of steps coming out of there.
Okay. So, if granted, the new variance doesn't bring with it an additional set of steps?
No other steps.
Okay.
No.
Thank you.
Sir, I do have more questions. I'm looking back at a previous survey from, I guess this was the last time you were here for a variance, and it shows the buildable area is 40 foot deep and 45 foot wide, and it shows that you were removing a dwelling and then placing a new dwelling, and you had it at the very front of that buildable area. Does that all sound correct to you?
I'm trying to remember that. I was living in Baltimore at the time, so I did it over the phone with contractors.
Okay. I'm looking at what looks like sort of a hand-drawn site plan here. It has three-bedroom dwelling to be removed. Do you remember removing a dwelling off your property?
It was demolished. I don't think it was three rooms. It might have been two.
Okay.
And I mean two rooms.
I guess one of my concerns is I understand the desire to have a front porch, but one of the criteria is that the practical difficulty cannot be created by the applicant. And this seems to indicate that you chose to put your dwelling right as close as you could up against the front yard setback.
Well, there's a septic mound in the backyard that takes up all that space.
Okay, so you had to put the house that far forward in order to get a septic system on the lot.
Well, I didn't design it. It was whatever the contractor did that to get it where it was.
Okay.
Like I said, I did everything over the phone back then.
Was that mound system there already with the previous dwelling or?
No, it had to be new since I brought in a house.
Did you say it was a mound system?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm assuming because of all the water around.
Well, yeah.
Mr. Shore?
I got a lot here. Survey's kind of busy here, so I'm going to start in the rear corner that shed that's there, and it appears it has a deck attached to it, and maybe attached to another deck, is that one structure, or is that three structures?
That's three structures there. That deck in the back there, that's just on piers, blocks, should I say. It's not attached to the, so that can come down if it has to.
Well, there's been, because that is entirely off your property.
Correct.
This board is not able to grant any kind of variance for that.
Mm-hmm.
So right. I'm letting you know that, you know, that's an encroachment on your neighbor and could be, you know, there's potential issues there, but this board can't grant a variance for it. So that deck is not in any way compliant with county code, nor can this board grant anything to make it compliant with county code.
The deck in the back.
The deck in the deck behind the shed.
Correct.
When was that deck put in there?
Probably about 10 years ago.
Did you get a permit for it?
No.
Why not?
It was scrapped from another job, and I just put it back there. Like I said, it's just floating.
Is it elevated or is it ground level?
It's elevated.
How high is it?
Probably about maybe a foot and a half.
The shed, when was the shed built?
Maybe 03.
Did you get a permit for it?
No, I did not.
Why not?
Didn't think of it at the time.
Have you had any complaints about the deck or the shed there?
No.
And then there's another deck that appears to be between that shed and the dwelling.
Right. Part of that's a ground level deck and part of it's a deck so that I can back my truck up to my shed.
Okay, so it's not higher than 6 inches off the ground?
The which one, the deck?
Yeah.
To the shed?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's up about, that's three steps, so what? Yeah, just about 2 foot.
When was that put in place?
The deck?
Mm-hmm.
Probably around the same time the shed was.
Then there's a deck to the rear of the home as well. I presume that was put in at the same time the house was put in?
Yes. The original variance called for a wraparound deck.
And you didn't build a wraparound deck?
No, I went through a divorce, so that got scrapped.
Okay. Well, it looks to me like what you've got here are four different decks on the property. Why do you need to expand your front deck as you propose here?
Well, I would like to make my house look a little bit better than what it is right now. It's a rancher, and you really can't do much with a rancher.
And you're putting a roof over it as well? Is that going to be the entire width of the home?
The length.
Yeah.
Yeah, over the deck, just over the deck. It'll be a metal roof.
Are you ever planning to enclose that?
No.
Where you had said the mound system, my recollection, I just want to make sure I'm clear from your testimony, was that it's to the rear of the deck behind your home.
Correct.
Is that right?
Correct, yes.
How close is that septic system to the rear deck?
It floats over top of it.
Okay, so it's right up to it?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Phillips, Mr. Norwood, do we need the existing steps off the front deck that are there? Do those need variances as well?
Yeah, we should include it. It looks like another 4 foot.
Yep.
Is what.
All right. I have no further questions at this time, Mr. Massey.
Thank you.
Just any further questions from the board?
One additional clarification. I want to make sure the distance from the property line to Pepper Corner Road, is there any way to determine that? I'll ask the applicant.
I've got a survey right here.
Yeah. There appears to be from the aerial that there's green space between the property line and the edge of the road.
Correct.
So your survey indicates 38 feet. Am I reading that correctly?
28.
And Dr. Carson, that would be just from, that's just to the property line. There's very little way to tell how far it is to the edge of the road.
Okay. Thank you.
Further questions?
The shed on the rear of your property, is that on a permanent foundation?
No.
It's set on concrete blocks. Is that correct?
No, 6x6.
Oh, it's set on 6x6 posts.
The bigger shed, the deck is set on piers, little concrete.
Yeah, I was just referring to, so the shed, is there any reason why you couldn't move it to get it all on your property?
I could if I dug it out and took a forklift and shifted that front end over. That's the other option right there.
That depends on what your neighbor says about you selling the property, though.
Right. Like I said, I tried to get in touch with Dave Steele from Lanier, and I don't know if he's a project supervisor or what. His name was on the billboard there at the front of the job site. And like I said, I spoke to him before the snowfall. He was going to try and get down, he said. He had asked me, what was I going to say if I didn't get back to you, back to me? And I said, well, just like what I'm telling you right now. There's no outcome. I didn't get an outcome from him. He never made it down. And like I said, I just tried to call him the other day, and I got no response. But I will try again.
And the rear deck on the house, did you see that's over top of the mound system?
Like a lean-to.
Okay.
So it's up to it. Mount systems like this, it comes up to it.
Yes.
I guess what I'm struggling to get my head around is whether your dwelling really needed to be that far forward when you have a deck on the back. Couldn't you have made that deck a little bit smaller and put your house back further?
Well, it's on a concrete slab.
What is?
The house.
Well, I know, but when you originally built it.
Well, like I said,
back to the question of was it created by the applicant, and you've got a big old deck there on the back.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't you have just made your deck smaller and put your house back further and then been able to put a front porch on?
Nobody thought about that at that time.
Okay.
And like I said, I did all this over the phone, so I don't know what exactly the contractor did at that time.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'll make a motion to deny case 12657 for Ronald and Lisa Massey. The applicant has failed to demonstrate the property cannot be developed in strict conformity, and the exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant.
I'll second the motion.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Nay.
Dr. Carson?
Nay.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 3-2, case number 12657 has been denied.
Okay, so can I put my existing deck back together?
That would be a question you can call tomorrow. You can call the office tomorrow and hash all that out.
Okay.